Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. OMG, we are super excited to have you joining us here today for another phenomenal show. Yes, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Listen, I got to tell you, if you need empowerment, if you need a jolt, a boost, if you want to win in life, in ministry, on your jobs, and in particular in your business, I'm telling you what, this is the show for you to listen to today. So let me get right on in and let you know who is hanging out with me and who is coming up here on the show. Listen, I'm telling you what, we're kicking off the first segment. I have hanging out with me in the virtual green room. They've been enjoying some virtual snacks while they've been waiting virtually to jump on the mic here. We have Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown, the presiding prelate of International Christian Ministries. She's an author. She's a prophetic voice. She's a pastor's pastor, a trailblazer. If you have been anywhere near Facebook and seen the hashtag WeWin, that is her. That is from Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. So she's going to be hanging out with us here. And then we also have Pastor Monica Haskell. Oh, my goodness, a pastor, a speaker, an author, a mogul, an entrepreneur. I am telling you what, we're going to hear all about her and this upcoming empowerment explosion that's taking place in the city of Richmond, Virginia, on this coming Saturday, April 26th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and these dynamic ladies are here to talk about that, and we're going to share more about that. And then later on in the show, we got to let you know, coming up in our second segment, we are featuring an independent gospel recording artist, Sulina Olivia. She's a songwriter, a choir master, a vocal coach, and a worship leader. And so we're going to be chatting it up with her to let you hear more about her ministry. And you're going to get to hear a soundtrack that she did, too, as well. And then in our third and final segment, we'll be talking to Lady Lakeisha Stevenson. She's the author of a book called Wounded on Purpose. Wounded on Purpose. Oh, my goodness. That sounds like that'll preach right there, just the title. So we're excited to have Lady Lakeisha Stevenson, who's going to join us in the third segment there. She's also the founder and CEO of Women of Righteousness Destiny. So listen, let's jump right on in. Again, those that are listening in, hey there, welcome. Those that are coming in from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, from iTunes, from all of our broadcast stations, we're glad to have you. Get on Twitter, get on Facebook, tell them what you're listening to, share the link with a friend. All right, so let's go ahead and jump right on in. Again, hanging out with me here, coming to the mic right now, Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown and Pastor Monica Haskell, welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're excited.
Yes. Listen, I am honored to have two, my goodness, power-packed women of God on the show today. And on our show, we have a lot of women listeners. We have a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of women in ministry. So I'd love to just start out with just some empowerment. So, Chief Apostle, I'm going to start with you. Let's talk a little bit about why empowerment and why people of God need to feel and be empowered, in particular during this time in this season.
And well, this is the time that we really need to plug in. We just finished Resurrection, which just set us up. You know, over 2,000 years ago, this happened. But every time we come into this season of Resurrection, it just lets us know that we have been empowered by our Lord and Jesus Christ to do all things. There's nothing we can do. Luke 1:37, you know, for God, all things are possible. Without him, we can do nothing. So yeah, we are already set up to win, and that's why I say we win. We have been already set up to win through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If we don't take advantage of what God has done, even in this day, we have all the technology in the world that Jesus did not have, and he accomplished so much without it. But we wow. have the power, and we have the things at our fingertips to do all things. There's nothing that we cannot do. If we tell Jesus and if we put him in charge of our lives and in what we need to do, we can do it. So I just feel, why not be empowered? Why not?
Why not be empowered? Why not? Pastor Monica, let me get you in here. Why do you think some people kind of sit back and say, well, I'm just waiting for the miracle to drop out of the sky, and I'm just waiting for things to happen? Why is that a booby trap? Why is that the wrong thinking, you know, in really in the world?
Well, thank you so much, first of all, for having me. And anytime I get to be on a platform or close to Chief Apostle Olive Brown, I know I'm going to look really, really good because he's an awesome mentor of mine, and just to be connected to her means
so
much. Empowerment is so critical in order for us, for the word of God to come to pass. And what I mean by that is he said, greater works shall you do. And in order for us to keep motivated, to keep going to do the greater works, we need to be empowered. Many people reject empowerment. Now, if I can be, I trust you invited the real Pastor Monica
go
to come
on.
So I can
yes.
only be
this is the real
me.
Zone. Go on.
Okay. So most of it is laziness and slothfulness.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says if you be not slothful but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So we should be empowered to follow those who are accomplishing things that we want to accomplish. And the church rejects it because we like hoping and praying. And there's nothing wrong with hoping and praying, but Joshua 1:8 says, and thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then you should have good success. And so many people don't want to do it. They want God to do it. I want to suggest we're waiting on God, and he's waiting on us. We talk about, you know, greater is he that's in me. Well, why isn't he producing something more in your life? And so I say a lot of it is slothfulness. And the other half of that, and I'm not being mean or rude, but a lot of that is the second part of that is ignorance. People don't know what's available to him, to them. They don't realize that just like David, you have to just use the rocks you got. You have to use what's in your hand. And we've all been dealt a winning hand. And so that's why I love that that Chief Apostle says, we've all been dealt a winning hand. You just need to know how to play the hand that you've been dealt.
Wow, we've all been dealt a winning hand. Chief Apostle, how did you start out with that hashtag We Win? How did that even get rolling?
Oh, wow. It became very near to me because there have been so many people who say, I win. And it's like it's selfish. It's selfish.
Mm-hmm.
But because we are together collectively in Christ, we are the kingdom, we win. If you are tapped into him, we win. When Pastor Monica was talking about, you know, the slothfulness and the laziness and all of that, and you just asked, you know, how can we just do this? I want to say when I read the scripture about Jesus and Peter, and they had toiled all night and caught nothing, all of a sudden Jesus had a revelation because he knew where the fish were biting. So we've got to realize when we're tapped into him, he knows where the stuff is. But we just have to tap into him. And then Jesus didn't allow the fish to jump up in Peter's boat, which he very well could. But he said, let down your net for a drop. So that means we've got to do something. He can empower everything to come to us in a miracle. But as people of God, we've got to know. We've got to do something. And when we do it, and we do it in him, with the knowledge that Pastor Monica is sharing with us, we win. We can't lose. You know, Reverend, I used to say, we can't lose with the stuff we use.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to just... But I mean,
right.
When we use it, we are empowered to win. So together, we win.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And I think in this time period and in the season that we are in and the paradigm shifting, that partnerships are so critical within the body of Christ, and also businesses and entrepreneurs and ministries. I'd love for each of you to share, you know, your views on how important it is to really find partners, mentors, you know, sidekicks to help you get the job done.
You know, we were designed to be a body fitly joined together, every joint supplying one another. And this ideology that I can just be by myself and do it by myself is one of the things that causes the kingdom to suffer, because we weren't designed to flow like that. And if you've been in church a half a minute, I understand that ideology and thinking. I understand when you try to do something good and things don't seem to work out when you're dealing with, you know, some folk, okay? I'll just leave it at that. But the point is, it's still important that we flow together. There are people of precious like faith that will link up with you, that will help you get to where you got to go. And it's not just to help for them, but it will help you also, because we were designed to do that. And so strategic partners, that's what I've been praying for in this season. The Lord told me that I'm going to go to – I have lots of manifestation, but I'm going to go to a greater level of manifestation with strategic partnerships. I don't have to partner with everybody, but I need to partner with people of precious like faith. And through those strategic partners, we both will win, because it will be reciprocal. I said something today on a coaching session, that people in the body of Christ, we want everybody to sow everything. We want you to sow your talent. We want you to sow.
God.
And we don't want to have reciprocal relationships. And that's what I'm doing. I'm evaluating my life for relationships that are reciprocal. God, and this is so biblical, because he says, listen, anything that doesn't produce, cut it off so you can bear more fruit. And I'm seeing more fruit come about because I'm connecting with people, like-minded people who are reciprocal.
Yeah. Woo! If you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and you are getting empowered right now with Chief Apostle Alice C. Brown and Pastor Monica Haskell. Hey there, we see all of those that are coming in on the phone lines, those that are tweeting. Hey, those that are on Facebook, we see you. Thank you so much for checking us out here. Listen. We got to tell you, you have to be a part of this empowerment explosion that's happening in Richmond on Saturday, April 26th. Again, empowerment explosion that's happening in Richmond on Saturday, April 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Chief Apostle Alice C. Brown, tell us who should attend this. Who is this for?
Really, it's for the world.
Yes.
It is for everybody. Pastor Monica has just blessed me in doing this partnership with her, because not only are we seeing entrepreneurs, our pastors, apostles, but we're also seeing young people. Because Pastor Monica's daughter, Lauren, has just blessed our life, knowing that you can write a book or whatever.
Yeah.
Pastor Monica can direct you in that. So it's not just a closed session. It's not a church service. You know, we may anoint you with oil, but I'm not going to say we will. But we want to
put
our...
Nothing will be wrong with that.
Nothing's wrong with that. But boots on the ground, that's where we want. We want people who realize that my present job is not enough to sustain me in the long term. If I'm going to have legacy for my children, for your nieces, your nephews, whoever you are around, you have to have more than one stream of income. That's what I believe. And I believe we can do it better. Churches can be built. Schools can be built. Hospitals can be built. You know, I just don't want to single out one nationality, but we know the Jews built hospitals and hospitals and hospitals. But that's because they have learned the power, and not just them only, have learned the power of resources and entrepreneurship and putting things together.
Wonderfully said, wonderfully said. Pastor Monica, can you share just a couple of tips of the things that you will kind of give us a preview of what you will share on Saturday?
Well, the one thing I want to say about the explosion is it's real help and not just hype. We're not going to just empower you, because I believe many people are conferenced out. They've been to conference after conference, catchy taglines, and no change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about manifestation. I have not done my job until I see you a year later and say, here's the book that you talked about, or here's the business. So it's real help. We're going to give you the how-tos. You know what really bugged me when I got started? You know, I just knew that everybody had the kingdom mindset that they preached about, or that, you know, their conference was called. And I was excited about all that God had put in me. When I connected to some folks who had already achieved it, I would ask them, how did you do this? How did you do that? And they would say, it was the Lord. That, okay, we know the Lord did it, but how did he do it?
Yes.
And that's not the stuff they wanted to share. And I promised God, when I had a level of manifestation, I was going to share it because he's big enough to afford all of our dreams. So you and I could do the self-same thing, and I could still show you how to do this, that, and the third, and together we would get him magnified even more. So we're going to show you how to birth that business. We're going to rob you of all of your excuses. I'm coming to Richmond, okay, to jack people of all of their excuses. No money.
Wow.
You still need to get it done. No time, no support, no help. Everything that you can think of that you think would be a viable excuse, I'm going to snatch it from you, because that's how I got started, and that's how we're doing what we're doing. So it's going to be incredible, the real how-tos. I give away resources. I give away companies that I use. I mean, it's just real solid help.
I love that. Tips and tools that you can walk away and implement, not just shout on, but walk away and implement tools that will help you. Again, listeners, Empowerment Explosion happening in Richmond. Go to PastorMonica.com. Very simple, PastorMonica.com. You can register. The registration is only $25. Very small amount for this, and for from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., that's nothing. $25, we want to pack out the house. It's going to be held at New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries, which is located at 701 Johnston Willis Drive, North Chesterfield, Virginia. I'm a proud member there. The pastor is Bishop Joel Vincent Brown. And our presiding prelate, Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. Again, I've posted the flyer. I will post it again. So if you are listening, you can simply go to any of my connection points, facebook.com/Charvette. You'll see the poster. But main thing you need to know, all you have to remember, PastorMonica.com. The flyer's there, all the information. You can register conveniently and securely right online. There'll be vendors there and all of that. Wow.
May I say something? We do need vendors. We do need vendors, and Pastor Monica can speak to that. We do need vendors. We still have some vacant spaces, not a lot, but we do need vendors. So if you, this is what this empowerment is all about. We're not selfish. We're not just saying give all, but we want to sow into you the vendors that are out there. You can come from North Carolina, South Carolina, wherever. You can fly in from California. You got a few hours? Come on, make your reservation. We need some vendors, and we need some powerful vendors. But what vendors will learn, you will learn not just information, but you will learn activation, and that's what we want to say.
Yes, and we will be there, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and Mitchell Productions Web Design. We'll be there vending, so stop by and see us. And if you have any questions about vending and all of that, again, you can find that right on PastorMonica.com. Very, very economical for what people try to charge for vending. So get there. Vendors, if you have a product or service, you can vend at this event. Oh, wow. Our time flew by. My last question for the both of you. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I'd like to hear what continues to motivate you. And I'll start with Pastor Monica and end with Chief Apostle Olive Brown.
Well, for me, it is just staying hungry. I'm never satisfied. I mean, I appreciate God for what he's doing and what he has done in my life, but I'm trying to really get to the greater works. And many things that God calls me to do is things that haven't been done before. And he said, that's okay, because history is made up of first. And so the thing that motivates me, let me just tell you something really, really, really quick.
Sure.
Is I have to share what motivates me is the thing that disturbs me. Okay, so mediocrity and lack and all of that. And I was in the jacuzzi. I praise God for that, and I'm not saying it to brag, but I moved from a two-bedroom apartment into a five-bedroom house just a few years ago because God, he kept his promise. But anyway, I was in the jacuzzi, and I had my iPad. I know it's a no-no, but I had my iPad. And I was doing, you know, sometimes I just read articles, and everything is not the Bible. It's just articles. And I saw Miley Cyrus with the year she had last year twerking and all of this kind of stuff and made $76.5 million.
Mm,
I got so disturbed because I know how many businesses I have sown. I know how I speak into the lives of people, their children's children. Their whole generation has changed because of the thinking that they have received now. I know all of the changes that I have made and what I've sown in. And I said that, and I have to check my balance. Oh, something has got to change. And so
my
it disturbed me that I am listen to this, when I'm not living the way God wants me to live, I'm making mockery of his word. If he says I'm the head and not the tail, how am I living beneath my privilege? If he says I'm supposed to be abundantly supplied, then why do I have to check my balance? And so I just got really disturbed and annoyed, and he said, I got you right where I want you. Now let's go make this thing happen.
My God.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm stuck on what she made, and I'm getting mad, too.
Okay.
I'm getting mad, too. Oh, wow. Chief Apostle, what continues to motivate you?
What continues to motivate me is seeing lack, the L-A-C-K, lack, continues to motivate me. When I see many of us, and that's not just a color, many of us in the kingdom that's still suffering from lack, it motivates me because I know we can do better. This country was built on the backs of our ancestors who did so much with so little. And if they did so much with so little, and we have so much still in front of us, we can do anything that we need to do. When I read the scripture, and I always put in financial information in my scriptures, Hebrews 13:6, we will boldly say, the Lord is my financial helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me, any man financially. I feel that we can be motivated to have anything we want, but it has to come out of eviction of lack. We have to evict lack out of our brain. We have to evict poverty out of our brain. We have to evict and say, I can do all things. And what can man do unto me if I have God and the power of empowerment?
Wow. Get rid of lack. That lack, kick it out. Woo, listeners, give our guests a round of applause. Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown, Pastor Monica Haskell, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
We are excited.
Yes, you're welcome about Saturday and being there and getting empowerment and sharing this with our listeners so that they too can be empowered. So I love to let people connect with you. So I'm going to start with Pastor Monica and then come to Chief Apostle. Pastor Monica, how can people connect with you on Twitter, Facebook, all that other good stuff?
Yes, please go like my Facebook fan page. It's Pastor Monica, one word. You can go there right now. My Twitter is @PastorMonica, and my website is PastorMonica.com. It's real simple.
All right. And then, Chief Apostle, I know you are getting probably near the top of your max or your friend list, but you also now have a great page that they can actually go to on Facebook to connect with you on Facebook.
Yeah, we are almost there. So suggestions, I have a fan page, and it's O.C. Brown Ministries. O.C. Brown Ministries, that's the new fan page. Come on and be aboard. We'd love to have you. Have a lot of good nuggets that we're going to share with you.
I'm telling Twitter, you what, and you can
– Instagram.
Oh, yes, Twitter.
All of that.
All of it. You can also go to njicm.com. Again, njicm.com. And then also Convocation. We've got to mention Convocation. I'm going to slide that in. ConvocationICM.com. As I mentioned before, Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown is the presiding prelate of International Christian Ministries. And the 22nd annual Holy Convocation is going to be in Richmond. Oh, my goodness. So ConvocationICM.com. Chief, you want to say anything about that real quick?
Yes, August the 7th through the 9th. It's coming up the way this year is rolling by. August 7th through the 9th, we'll be at the Marriott in the West End off of Broad. Marriott West, a wonderful 5-star hotel, 4-star, how many stars? It's stars.
Yeah.
We look to see you.
We'd love to see you there. And listeners, you certainly will hear more about it. Well, again, thank you so much for stopping by, and I will see you on Saturday.
All right. Amen. God bless you. See you then.
Thank you. All right. All right, listeners, keep it locked right there. We're going into our second segment after this very, very quick commercial break. We're going to be chatted up with Sulina Olivia. Oh, my goodness, she's an indie gospel recording artist, songwriter, choir master, vocal coach, and worship leader. And we're going to be chatted up with her right after these very, very quick commercial breaks. Don't you go anywhere.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man, Kirk Franklin.
It hurts, y'all, but still.
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
What's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Tamela Mann, and your MC, Bone Hampton.
And just added, Canton Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as King's Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at King's Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there. With me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamela Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest July 19th at King's Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Hello there to those that are hanging out with us on the phone lines, those that are listening in from Twitter and from Facebook. Hey, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. If you're not connecting with me on Facebook, let's connect, facebook.com/Charvette. Of course, you can just go to my main website as well, which is just charvette.com. Very simple for you. All right, we're moving right on in to my next segment right now. I'm going to the phone lines. I'm going to the mic to bring my next guest on, who's been hanging out patiently on the virtual green room, enjoying some virtual snacks. Hello, Sulina Olivia. How are you doing?
Hi, Charvette. I'm doing well. I like the way you put that.
Yes. We are glad to have you.
I've been enjoying the show.
Yeah. I feel empowered. Don't you feel like you can run through troops?
And leap over walls, yes, ma'am.
There you go. There you go. All right, so let's talk about you. As I mentioned earlier, independent gospel artist, songwriter, choir master, oh, my goodness, vocal coach. I've seen that all over your Twitter and your Facebook, and worship leader. So when did you know that music was really your ministry?
You know, very, very early. At the age of like 2 or 3, when I could barely talk, I began to hum around the house and sing all over the mm-hmm. house to the point where I annoyed my family. So I knew that music was a part of me. I really knew that I was called to it. It was my purpose at the age of preteens, 10, 11 years old, when I wrote my first song. And I'll actually, if it's okay with you, sing a little snippet of it, just a one-liner. I need you. I need you. Lord, I do. And I just kept looping that over and over again, played the piano for the first time to that song, and the rest is history.
Wow. And so when did, so you sing and you songwrite, when did the songwriting kind of become evident to you?
Around that same age, I was very, very shy, very introvert, and a wonderful minister of music, Miss Christine Robertson, now Foster, she is an independent artist as well. She kind of pulled me to the side, her and then also a great, great woman of God. She's deceased now, the late Mother Blanche Trusty. They both really poured into me. I was very, very shy, so they were, like, determined to get that, because they heard me sing. They were just determined to get that confidence. Mother Trusty really, really, there was a, I said this really quick, like, there was a service at the church I was born and raised at, midweek service, standard, and Bishop, my pastor, he just randomly was like, well, I want the children's choir to sing. Now, mind you, Charvette, I was the only one there. And I looked around like, does Bishop not know that I'm the only one here? And
the soloist.
Right.
Choir.
And Mother Trusty stood up, and I'm like, she doesn't see that I'm the only one here? She looks at me, she points, and she beckons me to come. And I go up shaking, and literally when I get up to the front, my knees are buckling. I thought that people were telling a myth when they said that, but I found out for real that they're being honest when they say that. Knees are buckling. And we sing the song that was a signature song for the group. In fact, our name was The Little Lights. And we sang This Little Light of Mine, her and I, and she dropped out and let me sing alone. That was my first solo.
Wow. Okay. So you got trial by fire. You know how they say just when you're trying to teach kids to swim, you just throw them in the water, and then you're like,
right.
I hope you just start swimming. So let's fast forward to present day and tell us what's going on in your world, you know, with your music, vocal coaching, and all that good stuff.
Okay. In 2010, released a single called I Need a Word. It's on iTunes, Amazon, all of those different distribution sites. And the plan was within a few months to release a full album. Life happened, and now we're in 2014, and now God has opened the door for me to go into the studio in June to start my album, the album Songs of Exhortation and Prayer. It's a collection of songs that, as the title gives, will deal with exhortation and prayer. In addition to that, right now I vocal coach, as you mentioned. I started coaching in the voice and piano back in 2000, 14 years ago, with a handful of students. God bless them, because I barely knew what I was doing. but they trusted me, and one actually is a great, great musician now. I cannot take the credit for that. That was just part of the process. His name is William, and he's an independent artist as well. And the rest is history for him. Now I'm back into coaching. I took a little bit of a break back into coaching, and most of the emphasis is on voice. I have a handful of students now that I absolutely love what I do. I could do it all day, every day.
Wow.
Teaching voice, and what inspires me in that is seeing that first spark of confidence in the eye of the vocalist, where they know this is what I'm called to. I absolutely love it.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how do you go about the vocal coaching? Is it that artists come in and they just have a certain weakness in a certain area and you work with them on that piece?
Well, I have three levels. Level one, two, and three go from wherever they're at the time.
Okay.
Level one, as you can imagine, is a beginner. They have the basics. They know, they understand the art of singing, but need to solidify their foundation as far as breathing, support, resonance, how you sound, their ear for intonation, all of those various foundational stones of singing, vocal performance. So we deal with that. So weekly basis, some students want to intensify or speed up their progress, so they do two times a week, but usually one time a week for an hour. And it's structured to the point where we start out with warm-ups, working on basics, and then we go straight into them doing almost like mini performances, and I coach them through, training them on how to bring out what they've been taught. Level two, you already have the basics down. We're enhancing what you have and really, really pulling out where you can add dynamics. A lot of artists we try to be the Kimberells and don't know what Kimberell did to get there.
Right.
Try to riff and we don't hit every note and we're sliding all over the place, don't know our voice, things of that nature. Level two, I deal with making sure, reinforcing the foundation but building on it so that they know their voice and can have flexibility, be able to riff and be able to do what they want to do at what time. Level three, next dynamic, we go even further to the point where we take their signature sound, which phonation is the word that defines your frequency. Every single voice is unique. Your voice has its own frequency. Isn't that powerful? So
that is.
We deal with phonation and their voice, bringing their signature sound out and adding on to it to the point where they can take a song of Kimberell and learn it in principle and then make it their own.
Wow. So if someone would like to take you up on your vocal coaching services, where do they need to be located and how can they find out more information?
Okay. There is no limit. I do virtual and live. So thank God for technology.
Oh, yes, Skype. Skype is a wonderful thing.
Skype, and I've actually opted into Uvu, unique name, but I use Uvu, and it actually, for me, has worked better than Skype. Skype every once in a while buffers, but Uvu works very well. And so they go to my social media site or website, facebook.com/LainaOliviaMusic. Go there, and all the information is there for them to go ahead and schedule an appointment. And I do them in blocks, so you do a whole month or 4 weeks, and it's one set payment with an additional consultation. So we do a consultation first, then we go into the sessions, and it's awesome.
All right. That is fabulous. And certainly we connected through ECMA, so big shout-out mm-hmm. to Mr. Henry Harris, and
yeah.
I'm a proud media coach for really the Excellence in Christian Music Academy. So certainly it's awesome to you're a coach, but you're also getting this phenomenal training and coaching and mentoring program. So big shout-out there, right?
Right. Hi, Mr. Harris.
Hi, Mr. Harris. There you go. So we're actually going to let listeners hear I Need a Word. So they're going to actually get to hear, you know, hear your voice there and actually hear you. So that is a good thing. And so certainly we want to keep up with you. You said it is available on iTunes, so listeners can go pick it up, check it out. And we'd love to hear what motivates you. The goal of this show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what motivates you.
Awesome. What motivates me is ultimately God. God has been faithful and awesome to me. And I don't say that out of rhetoric or because I've been a church child all my life, but
yeah.
I got to know him for myself. I went through a period of my life where I felt like I had nobody but him, and I learned so much about him to
wow.
the point where I will never let him go. I don't care what happens. What goes on in life, I will never let him go. Next to God is my husband. He's my heart, my greatest supporter. In fact, he's probably posting right now on Facebook.
Thank you, sir. It is appreciated. Awesome.
He's an awesome, awesome man of God. We've been married 7 years. I met him in 2003, and we got married a few years later. And we don't have any little ones yet, but that's coming soon. So,
all right.
He's in ministry and myself. It's just a powerful couple that we didn't even realize how powerful we were till coming together, if that makes any
wow.
sense.
Yeah.
And, of course, the enemy gets upset, but we don't even give him any credit. But he's next. And then my family and friends. I have such a great support group with family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's refreshing. Refreshing. And then also, like I said before, seeing the spark in the eye of the vocalist, seeing people walk into their purpose and have that confidence, because for so long fear gripped me and
yeah.
I was intimidated, I was concerned about being rejected. But when God, who is my confidence, like the scripture says, began to affirm me in me, I didn't have to receive it from people anymore. Not that I'm totally, you know, not because we all have those moments where we're like, well, what will they think? But
right,
ultimately,
right.
I know that God is, I perform for an audience of one, like the late Apostle Betty Peebles.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. And certainly tell listeners how they can connect with you on Twitter and say your Facebook again so they can catch that.
Sure, sure. On Twitter, it's twitter.com/ Selena Olivia. And Facebook, the same, facebook.com/, and actually add music on the end, Selena Olivia Music. And Selena is spelled uniquely, and I say unique for a reason. It's S-U-L-E-N-A. My mother decided to do something unique.
As did mine, so I understand that.
Yeah. So you relate completely. So those are the ways to contact me on social media. And I look forward to, I will, if you follow me, I'll follow you back. I'm a big Twitter user.
Yes.
And Facebook,
yes.
So follow me, I'll follow you back.
Awesome. Okay, well, I think this is a great space to play some of I Need a Word. Again, you told us about that, and we're going to stay connected with you again. Listeners, I have been tweeting her, so that's an easy connection point. If you follow me on Twitter, and I know you do, twitter.com/Charvette, I tweeted her and also tagged on Facebook, so those are easy connection points. So, Selena, Olivier, thank you so much, and we're going to go ahead and let listeners hear I Need a Word.
Awesome.
All right, here we go. That's from Selena Olivia. Again, check her out. I've tagged her on Twitter and Facebook and support independent gospel artists. Listen, we're moving right on into our third segment. I'm excited to have Lady Lakeisha Stevenson joining us. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room as well. She's the author of Wounded on Purpose. Oh, my goodness, I said earlier that title alone will preach by itself, Wounded on Purpose. She's also the founder and CEO of Women of Righteousness Destiny, Inc. She has a blog, she has a Facebook group, and we are excited to feature her here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. Lady Lakeisha, hello.
Hello, Charvette. Good evening, and thank you so much for having me on tonight. I certainly appreciate it.
Oh, you are quite welcome. I've been in my head meaning to have you for a while now. I don't know if you watch Wendy Williams, but she says friend in the head and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, in my head, I've been meaning to have you. So you're here now, and I'm excited to talk about Wounded on Purpose. Now, is this your first published book?
This It's my first published book. Certainly not the plans to be the last. Wounded on Purpose is my first published book, and it came out about April, and I had actually started my publishing, and then I found out I had a bun in the oven. So I kind of chilled out a little bit with this, but I'm ready to kind of rev up the engine a little bit.
All right. And big shout out to your husband, Pastor Jesse Stevenson, artist Jesse Stevenson, who is certainly friends of the show. And listeners, you have heard him on the show before. So he was responsible for that bun that was put in the oven.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about what was the catalyst that birthed the story or what this book is about.
Well, you know what, Charvette, I'm a writer. I love to write. Writing is my healing. And Wounded on Purpose really is a collaboration of things that I've written over the years. I'll be honest, there is one poem in there in particular called The Spirit of Violation that is my personal testimony, and I did not write that poem until 2006. God really started making me face my areas of violation in about 2003, where I could just remember, because I was moving, I was active in ministry doing several things, but I came to the realization that a lot of who I am was still smothered under the pain that I learned how to mask. And so I am a real big advocate about, you know, digging up and dealing with stuff and not trying to kill the person who may have been your offender, but really coming to a point of freedom. This book has nothing to do with who my offenders were or who my violators were, but it really is about me coming to a point of freedom. And when I started digging through, God allowed me to write The Spirit of Violation, which is a 704-word poem, but I wrote it in 10 minutes because it was literally just running off of my mind. And so Wounded on Purpose is birthed over years of writing, and the Lord told me to collaborate it because the goal is to put it in easy, digestible form to deal with a lot of issues that we have smothered and has caused us to be in an identity crisis. So my whole goal for this book is to deal with some stuff, address some issues, and then give people a process of how to operate in freedom and healing.
Yes, and you know what? I think a book is a great ministry tool, a great tool, because it's people can read it. Other people don't have to know what they're reading, and a book can really minister. A book can absolutely minister, can coach, can counsel someone. And so I think that's phenomenal that you were transparent enough and brave enough to document this in a book to help other people's healing. And so tell us, so you told us about that particular portion of the book. How is the rest of the book laid out?
Well, this is probably the easiest book that you would read. I say that, and I don't want to deter you from thinking, okay, it's too simple. It's simple. Uh-huh. It's profound. It's five short chapters that are laid out. Every chapter is started out with just me freehand writing whatever it is God told me to minister to the people. There's one called That Hurt Me, But. It's really talking about whatever you dealt with, we're going to face what we dealt with, but we don't want to use it as an excuse any longer not to operate in our God-intended purpose. We don't want to operate out of character. We don't want to operate out of our original intent. We have a couple in there that's Lover's Lane, where I deal with, you know, a little erotic love. So if you got some couples that want to read something, don't really know how to communicate with their spouses, there's a couple of things in there that will tell you, hey, we can say this to each other. It'll jumpstart some things. And then we talk about the love of God and how it's infinite and how it's wonderful. We also have a section in there that I love, especially for my teens and for anybody, male, female, that's been wounded. It's affirmations. It's the word of God that is just affirming. You can literally get this, stand in the mirror, and have something to say as, you know, you go throughout your day and continue to build and edify your spirit and literally push you to the next place, because that's what the spirit of prophecy is: comfort, edifying, and exhorting. And you're going to get all of that when you read it. There are some things in there that might be a tearjerker to you because it brings it home. You understand that either I went through this
or I know someone that did. Every poem in this book is not about me. I actually have one in there that's about child loss, and thankful unto God I never experienced that, but I watched several of my friends go through it, and it wrenched my heart, and God allowed me to pen something called Through My Loss, You Use Me, and several of those women have said, you know what, you literally just wrote every emotion on the page that I felt, but I didn't know how to say it.
And so that had to be God-inspired.
Absolutely.
Because you didn't actually personally go through that. And I think affirmations in particular are very important, in particular when there are wounds, because there's a process to healing. And so you have to keep saying things to yourself, because the enemy, he don't stop saying stuff to us. So
you know he don't.
Those affirmations to combat what he is saying. I truly believe that. Wounded on purpose, listeners that are tuning in, hey, we see you, those that are joining us on the phone lines and coming in from Twitter and clicking like and all that on Facebook, thank you so much. We are chatted up here in our author spotlight, Lakeisha Stevenson, Wounded on Purpose. While they're listening, tell them how they can purchase a copy of the book.
Sure. The book is in every media format possible. You can get it from iTunes. Amazon carries it. Also, I do autograph copies, and you can order that from me directly through my email, woundedonpurpose@gmail.com. Barnes & Noble's, if they don't have it on the shelf, they'll order it for you. Get it for somebody. I tell people, buy an extra copy and seat it. There's actually a place in the front where if you're done and you feel like you've gotten everything seated, this is really about getting this into the hands of everybody that we know, because there's something in there for everybody. Laity, leaders, there is something in there for everybody, really.
Wow, and I love this review that was written by Jack Walton, and it says, one poet shares not just her poetry, but her road to recovery from emotional turmoil and spiritual darkness. Readers will be blessed and strengthened by her unique testimonies and encouragement. They will be able to feel the presence of God in their hearts and see the inheritance of his love as it applies to them. Oh, my goodness, that is an awesome review. What other things have people been saying as they read the book?
21st century deliverance. It's really a book about healing. You know, I've heard people say it makes them reflect. They found themselves on the pages, which ultimately to me, it makes me full, because it says mission accomplished. The front of the book literally just has a sidewalk that starts off extremely dark and dim, and at the end of that is the light, because if we don't smother, if we have the courage to face and to deal, we will have a compassion for others. We will understand that much of what we see in behavior, once a heart change, then behavior changes. Once we deal with things and once we uncover, then we can really stand as the beacon of light that God has called us to be. But for it, if we've ever been offended and ever been wounded in any area of our life, the worst thing I think we've been taught in the church world is to fake it until you make it. God never has required us to do that. He requires us to deal. He requires us to come before him honestly. He requires us to address certain things, because he's the God that's all-powerful, the one that will heal the deepest of your emotions. And much of what's out of balance in our life is because we have allowed things that God never gave us to lead our lives. And so when we release these things, when we let them go, when we evict them out of our lives, when we affirm ourselves, what we're really telling our spirit knows that we're victorious. When we affirm out of our mouth, then we command that our flesh lines up with our spirit.
My God, that right there, that deserves an offering. Better yet, buy the book and several books. Those statements right there. And please say again, fake it till you make it. That is not scripture. That is not
correct.
You know, I don't know where that came from, but and I have never liked that. Like I'm not even going to get into the fake stuff I don't like, but that has never connected with me. So yes, I am in agreement. I'm in agreement there. Again, listeners, Wounded on Purpose. Talk a little bit about your blog that you have as well, because I'm looking at it right now. This is the power of the internet. You have one post. You have the authentic you. Another post. You have change you. Change you can believe in. So talk a little bit about the things that you
cover on your blog?
You know what? My blog is my heart. You know, readers really will get a chance to. Well, one of the things is it's my heart. But the other thing, and I find it funny because sometimes I post on Facebook, and, you know, people say, oh, that must have happened to you. No, I'm a thinker. You know, I'm a person. Yeah. I like to address real talk topics. So everything that I post is not necessarily about my life. Everything that I post is not necessarily something that has happened to me directly. But it is a lot of times a combination of things that have happened to people that I know. And a lot of people talk to me. So sometimes when we talk about things, certain things stand out to me. So then I want to know, what is it that you think about this? How does it challenge your mindset? The thing and the place that I'm in my life is constant evaluation, because if I evaluate where I am, then I can do better. If I evaluate what a not so much of a strength is or what a weakness is, then I can do better. And so my blog is that. It's things of the heart. It's things that I've come into contact with people. It may be conversations that I've had 5 years ago and something happened and I realize that it comes up. But it's really about just the just really getting to the authentic you, moving through. I say it like this. Once we work on ourselves and we take off the mask, there's always maintenance. In order for us to come to a point of sustainability, we always have to do maintenance. We always have to maintain. We always have to review. Any successful company, business, anything, you are going to review what happened last quarter. You're going to review what happened this year if you want to continue in success. And so I'm a reviewer. I review conversations, you know, and I say I deal with it from a real talk perspective. You know, it's not a whole bunch of buttering it up, you know. And sometimes we, you know, the Bible tells us how we're supposed to, you know, correct, and how we're supposed to do it in love, and how we're supposed to be honest with each other. We've learned as a culture of people to rather hear someone let us stay in our mess than to, you know, have truth and bring us out of it.
Woo, and you are so right. I mean, in the business world, it's review last quarter. You've got to report out on what you did last quarter, prove, you know, how you were productive. And in life and in some other places, we don't look back at all. We just keep moving forward and figure and don't realize why things aren't working. So that's good coaching right there. And you certainly empower and are for women in particular. So I love that. Anything in particular you would say to any woman that is listening that you would just want to give them a jolt of a boost and of empowerment?
Just want to encourage, you know, anybody, if you're dealing with things from an area that you feel wounded, you feel offended, trace it. Always go back and trace it. And then when you recognize where it comes from, then you annihilate it, you evict it, because one of our greatest fights is the demon of secrecy. The enemy will continue to toy with your emotions for things that try to have you in shame, things that were your downfall. Once you trace it, realize where it comes from, you evict it out of your life. The enemy really doesn't have a right. The scripture declares that God has given us power over every power of the enemy. The only time he has power is when we let him violate a space that he was never meant to have dominion or domain in. So I just encourage you to be the authentic you, know your place in God. You only gonna find yourself in your place in God through his word, through people that will edify you, build you up, and then you can operate as the authentic person that God created you to be. And he's happy with you, and you're happy with you.
Woo! You all need to call her to come speak at your women's symposium, your women's conference. I'm telling you what, I can hear how you are passionate and believe in what you're saying, and you can deliver that, in particular to women. And certainly everyone, Wounded on Purpose is for everyone, but I just wanted to hone in just that moment there on women. We have a lot of women listeners. Hey there, but guys, hey, we don't leave you out. We want you to keep listening as well. So tell our listeners how they can connect with you online.
Connect with me. I do have a Facebook fan page. It's Wounded on Purpose by Lakeisha Stevenson. I also have a Wounded on Purpose group, and I'm on Facebook, Lakeisha Conyers Stevenson on Facebook. My email address is woundedonpurpose@gmail.com, and we're actually in the process of some web stuff, so we'll have to update you on that. But, you know, connect with us and let us know what's going on. If you bought it from Amazon, leave a review. Let the people know how the words are becoming life to you. We would love to hear from you.
wonderful. And I have tweeted her, so it's very simple. If you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, I have tweeted her. So that's an easy connection point there as well. Well, as I ask all of my guests, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
The fact that I've come to a point of just authenticity, that it doesn't matter what somebody think or thought or how I got here, but just the fact that I know that my constant goal is to please God. Like I was listening to Selena, God has blessed me with an amazing spouse. That man pushes me like nobody else. He tries to make sure that I can do everything that God has assigned, because I was a worker when he met me. So, you know, it's just an awesome thing to be with someone that wants to push you and never smother you. And just I have some great mentors. I definitely want to give a shout out to my mentor, Dr. Judy Hines. I told her the other day, she is blazing the trail and setting a standard for many of us to follow. And, you know, so I just have a great supportive people. I miss my church in Richmond, Freedom Dominion Christian Church. I love my people, and, you know, just really grateful. That's what's pushing me, seeing people's lives change, seeing that when we say something, they say, oh, it connected. I got it. I'm a natural exhorter of potential. Charvette, that fuels me. That fuels me. When I see people say, I got it, and this works for me, because God works simply works. It's about us realizing and accepting that it really does and constantly pushing ourselves. So I surround myself with people that's not going to let me slack, that's going to hold me accountable. Even in the middle of the mess that I was in, because some of my stuff was just raggedy, I had people in my life that said, you're too anointed, you are too powerful, you're going to pull up out of this. And they didn't sugarcoat anything for me. So I don't know how to do that very well. And so, you know, that's what fuels me, seeing effective change in the lives of God's people.
And you know what, a lot of times we don't want to be around people like that. We want people just to pat us up, as they say with babies, when somebody, one parent pops the child, the baby goes and cries to the other parent and say, don't pat them up. We want somebody to pat us up versus saying, hey, this is, like you said, this looks shoddy, and you have potential to do much more. So I applaud you for hearing what they said and saying, you know what, I'm gonna implement this. I'm gonna get on track. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I know you mentor many others as well. So shout out to you for being a mentor to women and just those in the community and all that good stuff. Any events or anything of that nature you want to shout out for you or your husband?
You know what? Pastor Jesse is doing some stuff here in the Nanuet area. I don't even know if many of the Richmond people know that God shifted us to New York. So he has an event coming up on May 31st. I am literally preparing right now with my back office team, because the little Bambinos had me in limbo a little bit, but I'm thankful for them. I'm preparing with my team right now. So hopefully you'll get some dates soon about a book tour and coming to some cities near you where we want to meet and greet and just empower, pour into you. But that's still in the works, so I'll have to keep you posted and let you know what's going on. So follow me on any of the social medias. At Twitter, I am KC_Stevenson. KC_Stevenson at Twitter, if you guys want to follow me there. And so we're going to try to stay on top and get the ball rolling out. But there's some exciting things that's happening, and God is putting it all into place. And Charvette, you don't even know how instrumental you are in the launching of what he said. So, again, I thank you for this opportunity to share with your listeners.
Oh, you are quite welcome. You are quite welcome. I'm sad our time is up. It ended so quick, but we'll have to have you back. So certainly we'll get you scheduled to come back, and we'll hear more about what you all are doing. And I just thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you, Charvette. We love you so much and appreciate you.
Oh, love you too. Love you too. All right, listeners, guess what? Woo, that is going to wrap up today's show. We're going to see you back here next time. Go to Charvette.com. Adios.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.